My name is Julie Pham. My Vietnamese name is Hoai Hung. I am 36. Today is Friday, February 27th, and I am at the Wing Luke Museum in Seattle, Washington, and I'm going to be interviewing my father today.
My name is Kim Pham. I am 65 now, and today is Friday, on February. And we are in Wing Luke Gallery in Seattle, and we are both father and daughter.
So, Dad, can you tell me when you came to the U.S.?
We came here in 1979, when I was 29 years old. We left by boat. They call both people. Mm.
Did you try to leave earlier than 1979? Did you try to leave on the last day of Saigon?
Yes. I tried to leave in before then, March 1975, when many friends of us, they worked for New York Times, they worked for UPI, for ABC, for NSK. They asked me this last day almost come very soon. Don't stay here too late, and you need to go. You need to go. And in the last day of the fall of Saigon on April 30th, I still remember until today. I still stood in the front of the building of Saigon Navy headquarters. They call Bộ Tư lệnh Hải quân. Until I hear the President Minh, Big Minh, surrender at noon. Then I went home to bring the family to live. But when I returned, all ships were gone.
Did your who did you try to bring? Was it, I wasn't born then, so was it? Who did you try to bring?
Yeah, that's I tried to bring I tried to bring my father, my mom, my brother, some relative with me to the ship. But when I come back to check again at the Navy headquarters, I saw all ships gone. It's the front Navy headquarters very vacant, very like quiet.
What did you think then when you saw that all the ships were gone and you weren't going to be able to leave Vietnam?
I feel like I'm on the ship. And after President Minh surrender, and I feel like the ship is big leak, and lie in the sea, in the big sea.
So you felt like you were on a big ship, and that you.
And the ship is
leaking?
Leaking and sunk. And the ship is down to the bottom of the sea.
What did Grandma and Grandpa say to you?
Oh, after couple days in the sea, and I the fall of Saigon, I come back to my home right away to see a parent, and when they see me, first thing they cry and they say, "Oh no, you should go to prison. You should have a many dark day coming soon for you."
You mean you should or you will go to prison? They thought you were going to go to prison.
After that.
Why did they think you were going to go to prison?
Oh, because they have many experience before 1954 in North Vietnam. they have many experience in before they start to living from north to south.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask me to living to become refugee same like them.
Mm. Oh, because grandma and grandpa and you went to from the north to the south in 1954.
Yes.
Because
yes.
they saw the after the communists took over in the north.
Yes.
And so they were afraid that you were going to after the communists took over in 1975 that they would send you to prison.
Yeah.
And so you did go to a re-education camp, right?
Yes. I have more than 3 years.
And what was that like? What was re-education camp like?
I think many film here they tell little thing about that, but I think this experience to learn back, to look back about the world, Vietnam world, and for sure I feel so sad, I feel so miserable, I feel so bad time.
And so you were in re-education camp for 3 years.
Yes.
And is that when you got released from re-education camp, that's when you decided that we need to leave Vietnam, right?
Yes, yes. After camp, I think I always looking for some way I can go by boat or by foot to Thailand or Laos, but the only way people ask me to go with them on boat because I'm have a title of the Navy officer.
Oh, so you have a lot of experience with boats, and that's why people...
A little bit, mm-hmm. Yeah. And they think I have a lot of experience, but I have some, not very much.
Mm. And so when you were in re-education camp, did you think about escaping Vietnam?
Everybody in there. And in their night time, they dreaming on the boat, and someday they in USA. Mm. And like until now, many people sleeping here, but when they sleeping sometimes the night in the camp come back. That mean completely different when we are there all night. We thinking at the USA city, USA state, and for every people, they need the freedom.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes you said that people here, when they go to sleep, they still dream or have nightmares about the camp.
Yes, some people still, and that's why it's sad. It's sad for some people still in their night.
Mm-hmm. So, did anyone else in our family go leave Vietnam yet? Did anyone else escape?
Oh yes, I try to figure out a way to escape, and when I escape already, the next 1 week after, they go escape by boat too. But they get cast and go to prison, and 1 or 2 years later, finally they go like me.
So we were the first one in the family to go by boat?
Yes, yeah. This is me, my wife, and you. We are the first 3 people in family we escaped.
And who were the other people who... Was it your sister or your brother who tried to go but they got caught?
Yes, many people in family tried to go too, but they get caught. And until 1 or 2 more years later, it's okay.
Was it because it was easier to escape later on?
No, because they try every several months, every time when available, but it's difficult. It's based on how we're lucky and how the police and the government not know you go.
So in 1979, we left by boat, and I was 2 months old at the time. What was that like?
This kind of like nobody think you can go with us because this less than 2 months old, and many people they ask they can adopt you to stay with them, and when I go through in USA, I can send back money, send back medicine to help you and help them. But I think my responsibility to go together, and I have this responsibility. I don't want another way, and I'm so hungry to go.
So you and Mom said that I cried a lot, right?
Yes. And many people they say like you are the girl own way cry on the boat and own way cry in the camp.
How long were we on the boat for?
We lucky we on the boat only 3 days and night, and we saw the island and we get in. Not only one island. We stop this some island is so small. They say nothing, nobody in there, no connection. And we go another one, and finally, the bigger. And they after several days, they transfer us to Tanjung Pinang, and we stay there for 5 months.
And that was the refugee camp.
Yes, the refugee camp.
So 5 months is that long or is that short?
Five months is in the lucky time because many people in Philippines they long almost 20 years, and the group of 36 people just arrived in Canada in December last year, and this is the last group from Philippines, almost 20 years in the refugee camp.
So we were really lucky. We only had to be in the refugee camp for 5 months then.
Yes.
And so when we were, after we got off the boat, what did you do first when you arrived to the island?
After 3 days and night on the boat, when the boat coming to a very small island, nobody remember the name of the island, and the small boat with 11 yards long start to leaking, and my wife, she don't know how to swimming, and for sure you either, and I need to ask someone take care of you while I bring my wife in the in the island, and I come back with you. And after I get into island, the first thing that I saw the coconut tree high about 10 yards, and this the first thing I thinking about food and water, and like Mexico, I go up to the top of the coconut tree and get 3 or 4 coconut, and I crack them and to make food and water for our family of 3.
You climbed a tree that was 10 yards high?
Yes, should be more higher than that, and I still not understand. I'm still surprised until this day how we can do that, how after 3 days sit in the boat, not moving, nobody can move, just sit in the boat, no stand up, just sit there. Every people have one seat to sit, and I so not understand why after 3 days, no food, no water, we can climb up to 10 yard high coconut tree and have 3 or 4 coconut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So in 1979, we finally made it to the U.S.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, in 79 in June, we got here.
And so we landed in Seattle?
Yes, yes. The first plane landing in Seattle for paper, and the surprise thing is difficult for connection with another city, another flight, and all group of people from refugee camp stay and sleeping at the Sitak Airport for 1 night, like almost like 24 hours sleeping on at airport. And this make surprise for several time. They run the article, big but not very big, about a group of refugee, Vietnamese refugee, sleeping all night at Sitak Airport to wedding connection plan. And this time the community here in Seattle, they know that. They come there like a big party. They bring food, they bring clothes, they even they bring the billboard to welcome. And they make me feel fall in love with this city. And after that, when the flight connection to Miami, and I try very hard to get back here.
So why do we go to Miami?
Oh, because when we in the refugee camp, at least we have some family guarantee to sponsor, to take care for you first year when you live in Washington, in the USA. Like they should take care for you school, for financial, for food, for medical. At least, if nobody sponsor or guarantee, very difficult to get in here because people to get in USA, they need to have some family sponsor, have some people coming here earlier to guarantee to take care for you financial, take care for you job, take care for you food, and guarantee to take care for you at least 1 year. And I lucky to have them take care of me.
So then we went to Florida, and we went to Miami. And what did you think about? Why did you want to move back to Seattle?
Oh, the first thing when I go to Miami, and some people told me earlier that when you come here, you should have some help from DSSA or from welfare or something. But my sponsor, they say, this very difficult in Miami. This and we stay home and study and waiting for job. And I think this very difficult for me to stay home to study. I like to have a job right away, better than just waiting at home and in the afternoon going to the beach and come back home. So boring. And I think I remember the first place, the plane landing. That's why I decide to borrow money and fly back to Seattle.
And we've lived here ever since.
Yes.
Mm. Can you tell me about your first job in the U.S.?
My very first job was for Tacoma Boat. It was different, but not too different. I was trained to draw in Vietnam for art and for architect. And at Tacoma Boat, I helped the architect draw, design the boat.
So did working at Tacoma Boat remind you of working in the Vietnamese Navy?
Oh, yes, very much. The smell of the water, the smell of the oil from the own ship, the smell of the painting, always remind me many places in Vietnam, in Navy, I already live there. And one day, I found in the design file cabinet the list of cancel order for 6 refurbished Navy ship named Wake. That means the top brand of ship we have in Vietnam. The ship ready to ship to Vietnam in July 1975. And I was seeing to two sides of history. When I was in Vietnam, I was in the Navy, and I used to see the ship from the U.S. come into the port for us to use. I feel very emotional, and now I think in July 1975, we ready to receive 6 more ship, but before that, on May 75, we already return at least 30 ship to U.S. government at Philippines.
So Tacoma Boat was actually the company that was fixing and refurbishing military boats for the Vietnamese Navy to use?
Yes. In this time, in Seattle, have a couple company who get a contract to build government ship like Lockheed, like Tacoma Boat, like some smaller company in Boto, in Bala. And but in Tacoma Boat, I surprised the Tacoma Boat get the contract to rebuild several wreck for Vietnam. And and I just thinking back in July 75 should be a group of 100 Vietnamese soldiers should be go here in Tacoma to get the ship back to Vietnam.
Mm. So you really were seeing two sides of history then. You were in Vietnam when all the boats were coming in, and then you were in the U.S. and you saw the canceled orders for
yes,
those boats.
Yes, I'm very surprised when I saw the drawing list. So several ships ready to delivery for Vietnam, for Saigon, Vietnam, on July 1975.
So how did you get this job? How did you get the job at Tacoma Boat? That's a pretty good job.
Yeah, I have the family friend, is Mr. Thang Tran. He referred me to this job. But in 1984, when economic down, he quit and become a producer for a very famous Vietnamese video music entertainment in Orange County. He making Vietnamese music. And I went to start Northwest Vietnamese newspaper this time too. We went from marine to media.
Marine to media?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
So what about Vietnamese culture did you think was really important to pass on to me and to my two younger brothers?
Yeah, to me, family is very important. It's very important. And I always want you to know that family will always be here for you. And you are a good sister to your two brothers, and you, the first people in family, feeling same of me. That means we have two responsibility on our shoulder. One is for this country who help us, who have us, and another shoulder for the homeland who we left behind many poor people, poor country.
So if one shoulder is for the homeland and one shoulder is for the U.S., is that why you gave me my Vietnamese name, Hoai Hung?
Oh, in the year of 1978, after you were born, and on way I thinking about I should left the homeland behind, the country behind. And I think only the name who present my thought is remember our homeland. And Hoai Hương mean remember our homeland.
People always tell me how pretty that name is.
Yeah.
Are you, do you feel proud of me? I mean, I learned Vietnamese, even though I grew up not speaking Vietnamese.
I'm very surprised about the children like you in here, because many people they learn Vietnamese in family, learn Vietnamese or talk to community every day. But for you when you 3 or 4 years old, you only go to American school. And but until when you already go to university, and one day I know you spend a lot of time for Vietnamese class, even you spend couple quarter in university just for Vietnamese language. And when you have a language, and so you well know about Vietnam history, not only from 200, 300 years ago, as well as modern Vietnamese history. I'm very proud of you.
How did you end up serving in the military? Did you get drafted, or did you volunteer?
Yes, I was drafted in 1970. Almost every man was drafted unless you had a disability or were the son of an elite family, or some special exception very important needed for government position. I was surprised.
So lots of men in South Vietnam were drafted into the military then?
Yeah. And many people volunteer too, not only draft, like people go to Da Lat Academic, or they go to infantry for Vũng Tàu when they are just 11 years old. They can start go to infantry, to army when they school when they just 11 years old. Many people volunteer. Many people, they feel like this is a good way to serve with their our country. But for me, I'm same with big group of people just go because we were trapped, and we understand this the responsibility for the war time of a country.
Mm. So what did you think about the war at the time? What were your political views?
In this time,
yeah,
I only believe in our ally. I only believe in our ally.
So Americans were the allies?
Yes. I just never thought we could lose or that our American ally could leave us. I never. Even in March 1975, I still believe it. Even many friends of mine from U.S. Media, they explained for me, but I had no idea. I just thought the world would go on. And I believe in our ally.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.